Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for CorePoint.
Yeah, this is it. This is the line.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Well, the reason I'm doing well too. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, like electrician near me, for example, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yes.
Okay. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions open up in your geographic area for the category of home services. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And once that open position fills there today, they stop all of the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as CorePoint?
Well, we just over more classic home services.
I'm sorry, you're a little fuzzy on the sound. Say that one more time.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, much better. Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. We was Classic Home Services and Hayes Construction, but we just switched over under one to CorePoint Solutions, and now we got a nice strong team where we all together and stuff. So that's when we want to really grow our business and get together. But as CorePoint, we just been on the CorePoint for this is our second year being on the CorePoint.
Okay, so second year in business as CorePoint, but there was Hayes Construction and Classic Home Services, and you merged and changed the company name.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, makes sense. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Dwayne Hayes. Nice to meet you, Tara.
It's nice to meet you, Dwayne. So now it's you and a partner, right? Whomever had Classic Home Services is now partnered with you in CorePoint, or are you the sole owner there?
I'm not the sole owner.
Oh, yeah. You're the sole owner. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
and I was looking for a website for you that listed all of the services that you provide, but I didn't see one out there under CorePoint. There isn't one, right?
No, ma'am. And like we were saying, we just starting all the internet and all the and social platforms and stuff. We just getting all that together really this week with our advertising team that's creating all of that for us.
Okay. Can I ask, so you've been in business now. This is your second year as CorePoint. Why now? What prompted you to take those steps now to do some marketing?
Yes, ma'am. Because basically, I actually do the work. I'm out in the field as well doing the work. And we took on, last year, we took on a whole lot of more commercial and industrial jobs. So that made us, and we got into a whole lot of more refrigeration. So we thought that would be best to change the name to CorePoint Solutions. We tag on more industrial and commercial work and make that stand as one, because CorePoint can actually can bring out more work than Classic Home Services, because we kind of are, you know, name and business name being Classic Home Services, it kind of limits us getting more commercial and industrial work. So that was just one major reason why we figured it was best to change.
Okay. And so, but this is your second year and just now you're starting to market, right? You're talking about doing website. So why now? Are you hoping to secure more commercial work now as well or more?
Well, because since we've been doing business, majority all of our work, probably like, let's say 50% of our work came in as sub work. We was being subbed out through other contractors. And over the years, been just trying to get away from them. And then we've just been where they ain't been as they should, or been promoting, doing the right stuff they should do on their end. And it was kind of generating back onto us. So we kind of really cut out all our other 50% contractor completely, where we don't do no sub work anymore for contractors. We do, but it's limited. It's very limited. So we decided to to make up for that other 50% to get our work back up. To make up on the work end, we need to now go with full social advertisement and marketing now.
To start trying to generate your own work through online efforts that would come directly to you. Okay, well, sounds like the timing might be great for this position that they have available there today. Why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, Duane, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the good news is if your business name is new, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so my director for that area is David, and he's coming over to apply that rate for me. And then that way, Duane, being that they have that area open for programming today, if you do decide that you want that spot, they'll block it out for you. Here he comes.
Ma'am.
Thank you, Sarah.